This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Calls are growing among Democrats to expand Medicare. The $700 billion program, mainly for seniors, might be a route to universal health coverage. Blake Farmer of WPLN has some views from Tennessee.
Polls show Medicare has remained popular among its 60 million enrollees, who are mostly seniors. Mindy Bates of Nashville, who's middle-aged with a pre-existing condition, would welcome the guaranteed coverage. She's been fighting an aggressive form of leukemia and had to go without insurance before the Affordable Care Act.
This could go away, and I would become one of hundreds of thousands of people who would be in the same boat.
Medicare for All would basically end private insurance and establish the government as the single payer. Senator Bernie Sanders says his plan would save the healthcare system money overall, but one study says it would still cost the federal government more than $30 trillion over a decade. That price tag could explain why Democratic presidential hopeful Senator Kamala Harris has floated a more incremental idea, like letting people buy into Medicare. Medicare for All is a non-starter for many outside and within the healthcare industry.
One of the concerns we have is it dismisses the progress we have made.
Lauren Crawford Shaver leads hospitals, doctors, and insurance companies in blocking the effort. They want to focus on widening coverage within the ACA, like making sure holdout states expand Medicaid, which primarily insures people with low incomes. Lobbyists frame their concerns as protecting patients, but they're also defending their profits. Medicare pays far less than commercial insurance. Chip Kahn heads the Federation of American Hospitals.
If providers and doctors received only Medicare payment for all their patients, frankly, many hospitals wouldn't be able to keep their doors open.
Though not all hospitals would dismiss Medicare for All.
We find it intriguing.
Rebecca Jolly represents rural facilities in Tennessee that see a disproportionate share of people without any insurance.
I think having dependability in reimbursement is attractive to a rural community for sure.
Decent pay through Medicare looks pretty good when the alternative is no reimbursement at all. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.